You're listening to Women Aloud with Mo Gaffney and Shauna Ride. Depending on where you're sitting right now, all the energy might be flowing right out of your house.
That's right.
I don't know what I'm talking
Grab
about.
Grab a compass before it's too late.
I don't know, but everybody's heard of feng shui, and I've got a lot of friends that absolutely swear that their life has gotten better once they got all feng shui'd up nice and neat. And I know, I'm almost certain my house is the opposite of what you're supposed to have it as. So I'm so excited that we have a certified feng shui consultant in with us today. Her name is Heather Melser, and I'd like to welcome you to the show. Hello, Heather.
Thank you. Welcome. Nice to be here.
So just a little bit of 101 for those of us who are terrified at the possibility. Where did the concept of feng shui, like what is it? Where did it come from?
Well, it is an approach of looking at our physical environment and how it relates to our lives.
Oh,
okay.
You know, so it isn't just about looking pretty.
No, it's not about just looking pretty. That's a part of it, obviously. You know, we all want our homes to look nice and feel good. But really, our home is a mirror reflection of who we are and what's going on in our life.
Right.
So, you know, that's kind of a big concept to think about. And that's the most important element on some levels.
Where did feng shui come from?
It comes from ancient China. Okay. It's over about 3,000-4,000 years old. I know. And so it's been around a long time.
Yeah.
And basically, you know, back then, there were a lot of agricultural societies, and it was the farmers who really found that there were certain places to live that were more prosperous than others based on the formation of the land. You know, they paid attention to, okay, well, where's the river flowing? You know, where's the mountain in relation to my home?
Right.
You know, and they started to notice and study things. And found, wow, you know, when there's this big, strong mountain supporting me behind me,
mm-hmm.
you know, things are a little easier. Yeah. You know, my crops are a little more abundant.
Where's my mountain?
Right.
Well, and this translates, you know, into our modern day, you know, things like bed placement.
Oh, right.
Okay.
You know?
I know. That's a hot topic always.
Well, now, according to our research, feng shui means wind
and
water.
It literally translates, means wind and water. And some of the ways that I like to think about that, you know, what is wind? It's air. It's a breath. It's like our life force, you know, to be alive. Mm-hmm. And if you think about water, we're made up of water. You know, we're more than 80% water.
True.
We can go without food. We cannot go without water.
So it's like creating an environment that has a life force.
Exactly.
Shauna, that was beautifully put.
High five it. High
right
five
there.
It.
Yeah.
We call that in feng shui qi or energy.
Qi, of course. I've heard of qi.
You want to get your sofa qi'd out right.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to get all qi'd up. Okay, Heather. So this is from ancient China,
mm-hmm.
and from agricultural people said, the mountain's better behind me because it blocks the wind or
something? Yeah, it blocks certain winds in that location and gave you
the
support.
The river should flow this way. If it flows that way, it could overflow and flood me.
Right.
I'm just guessing.
Right.
I'm guessing bad. Agriculturally.
That's bad for you.
But now we're translating it now into our little American homes or big American
mm-hmm.
homes. And so, for instance, I have a friend who has a mirror over her stove that shows what's on the stove because she wanted more burners?
Well, what? No, I can explain.
Did a feng shui person tell her?
A feng shui person
did
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Okay. No, that's a good question. And that actually relates to the mountains in particular.
Okay.
So one of the ways it translates into our modern day environment of homes and stuff like that is, you know, we think about river flows and we look at our streets
mm-hmm.
and how our streets are flowing to our homes.
Right.
You know, we look at, you know, what is behind our house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is there an empty lot or is there like a big tall building supporting us? You know,
it's
or another
family.
House.
Family.
Okay. Yeah. and the mirror above the stove has to do with what in feng shui we call the command position, which is the strongest position in each room. Okay. Every room has a very strong position. And I always tell people, pick any room in your house
uh-huh.
and stand with your back to each wall. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, and notice where you are in relation to the door.
The front door.
Well, just pick a room.
Or the door in the room.
The
yes.
door to
okay.
a room. We'll start with just a room.
Yeah. Oh my, I'm just freaking out right now. Yeah. You know why? Because I have one room that has four entrances.
Okay. Well, which one would a guest come in?
Okay.
I see.
That
okay.
would
There's
that
two
would be
ways
the
to come in.
Okay. All right.
Well, which is the one that's mostly
the front
used?
Door, probably that one.
Okay. okay.
The front door.
Okay.
One.
Well, if you stand with your back to each wall
mm-hmm.
of the room,
okay.
there is one that is opposite the door.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that you can see the door.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's the strongest position of the room, and we call that the command position.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Now, something like a stove, which has to do with wealth and abundance in feng shui.
Oh, yeah. It does.
You know, you want to be cooking so that you can see the door, so that you are in command. So sometimes we can use a mirror as, they call it a cure or a remedy sometimes in feng shui. Mm-hmm. So if you are not facing the door, if you put a mirror in front of you on the stove, you can see behind you.
Okay, I'm
for a second, too far.
Let's look at some of the very basic I guess concepts of feng shui, and I think one of them that Mo just mentioned is, correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. but mirrors do play an important part in feng shui, do they not? Because it always seems like someone's saying, put a mirror over that door, and face a mirror on that, or your money pockets will fall out, or whatever, you know what I mean?
So mirrors do
play an important role in feng shui, right?
The answer to that is sometimes. Ah. There are, and I'll take a step back further, there are a lot of different methods and styles of feng shui. A lot of different methods and schools.
Right. Okay. And you are of the what school?
Well, I actually have more of an integrated approach, but I lean towards what's called black hat.
Black hat.
You know, there's black hat, there's compass, there's flying stars, there's, you know, all these different methods. Some will rely more heavily on mirrors, some will not.
I see.
You know.
Okay. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Why are you sorry?
Well, I want to focus on the black hat, but I want to just back up a little bit and find out why would someone want to have, let's say you mm-hmm. come to their house and do feng shui on their house? Is it always for the same thing? Peace? Is it sometimes
prosperity?
It's very different for each person. I mean, there are a lot of different times that you might call in a feng shui consultant or go pick up a book or take a class or something like that. Sometimes it's you're feeling stuck in a certain area of your life.
Okay, you know, so when you're feeling stuck, you go.
When you're feeling stuck, you're trying to achieve specific goals. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're in the midst of big life changes, you know, in your life.
Okay. How about when you move into a new house?
Absolutely. Oh,
that's a big
great
life
time.
Change.
Wouldn't that be feng shuied forever then? You're like, okay, feng shui me. And then...
Your life is always changing. You're always concerned with different areas of your life at different times. You might be working more on your career at one point in your life. Later on, you might be working, on family matters in your life. So mm-hmm. it just depends on what you're working on. There is a certain natural feng shui that each house has, you know, just before you even move anything in, furniture, anything.
I think what we want to try and cover today, correct me if I'm wrong, is sort of a... basic feng shui for your home, for let's say prosperity or love or something like that.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So maybe we can get some tips from you.
Oh, sure.
About just basic to be happy in your home feng shui tips.
Okay. That sounds good.
Like a good energy flow.
Good energy flow. Good vibrations.
All right.
It's good vibration
some good
Tuesday.
Tips.
Here on Women Aloud. We are speaking with Heather Meltzer. She is a certified feng shui consultant. So stick with us. We're going to feng shui your house. This is Gua Feng Shui. This is Gua Feng Shui. This is Gua Feng Shui.